Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, June 2nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, a 22-year-old man and a horse were killed in a crash on Highway 17 in DeSoto County. State troopers say a 22-year-old man from Arcadia died from his injuries after being hit by a car while riding a horse in DeSoto County, and the driver is facing charges. Florida Highway Patrol responded to a crash with injuries on Highway 17 at Skate Street, south of Arcadia. According to FHP, a driver with a passenger in an SUV was traveling northbound on Highway 17 when the victim was riding his horse along the roadway. The victim went to cross Highway 17 from west to east on the horse when the front of the vehicle hit them both. The horse was pronounced dead at the scene, and the victim was taken to Blake Hospital in Bradenton in critical condition. On May 23rd, FHP said the victim died from his injuries. The driver was arrested the day of the crash for no driver's license. The crash remains under investigation, and there are no further details at the time. Your jobs here in the area. Today's Dental Network is looking for a front desk receptionist. The perfect candidate would have a strong work ethic and strong computer skills with knowledge of front desk and dental insurance. Sun and Lake Medical Group is looking for a front desk receptionist. Bilingual fluency is preferred. And Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a program case manager, a bachelor's degree in health rehabilitation or a related field with a minimum of 2 years of experience are required. Demonstrated abilities in interpersonal, oral, and written communication and leadership are required, and previous rehabilitation management, funding coordination, and insurance benefit management experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula, Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news for today. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather conditions, mostly cloudy. Temperature is 81 degrees Fahrenheit with a dew point at 70. Relative humidity is 70%. Heat index is 85. Wind southeast at 5 miles an hour. The visibility is 10 miles. And the altimeter at 30.09 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, isolated showers and thunderstorms late this morning, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, lows around 70. East winds around 5 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. Thursday, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 30% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia General Assembly addressed twice yearly time changes by passing Senate Bill 100 during its 2021 session, and Governor Brian Kemp signed it into law April 21st. That bill, however, which would make daylight saving time permanent, is just a contingency, because while states can establish permanent standard time, they can't make daylight savings time permanent unless Congress enacts legislation authorizing it. Until then, Georgia will continue changing clocks twice a year. In response to a judge's rejection of Bayer's $2 billion class action proposal, the company announced a five-point plan to address future claims. According to AgWeb.com, Bayer also addressed concerns of row crop farmers using Roundup with glyphosate for weed control. The company says the decision will have no impact on the ag marketplace or Bayer's commitment to Roundup for its farmer and retail customers. Glyphosate is the most used herbicide in terms of area treated. The importance of market diversification for U.S. red meat exports was a key point of emphasis at the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference that was held virtually last week. One of the speakers, USMEF Chair Pat Bingers of Cargill Protein North America, stressed this point, saying that in recent years, USMEF added resources in areas like Central and South America and Southeast Asia, and this forward-looking approach is paying important dividends for the U.S. industry.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. More American agriculture is making its way overseas. Economists have raised their export forecast again to a whopping $164 billion, $28 billion more than last year.
We can get two-thirds of that change just by adding corn and soybeans together at about $20 billion of that $28-plus billion. China is going to make up about $35 billion worth of those U.S. exports, far and away the number one U.S. destination for 2021.
Seth Meyer is chief economist at the Ag Department. He says the increases were led by corn and soybeans, but there are nice hikes for livestock, poultry, and dairy products, too. Dairy exports are forecast at $7 billion, up $500 million, due to higher volumes and unit values, especially for skimmed milk powder and whey products. The forecast for pork exports is up $400 million on higher unit values and recovering demand. Beef and veal, beef and pork variety meat, and poultry and product exports all projected up $200 million. Cotton exports are forecast up $200 million on higher volumes. The forecast for horticulture exports reduced by $400 million to $34 billion due to lower tree nut values. All told, total egg exports projected to be up 21% over last year.
It was a record when we estimated it back in February. It's yet a higher record now.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Greg Clugston. JBS, the world's largest meat processing company, is getting its production back online after a cyber attack. On NBC's Today Show, former U.S. Cybersecurity Director Chris Krebs said every corporation, every business, and even local governments need to have a plan to recover from a hack.
You thought that you would be spared, that criminals wouldn't go after you. Guess what? They went after our gas and they went after our hot dogs. No one is out of bounds here.
JBS is the second largest producer of beef, pork, and chicken in the United States. China's chief economic envoy and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen held their first meeting by video today. But the two sides gave no indication when negotiations on ending their tariff war might resume. Former President Trump raised tariffs on imports from China over complaints about its industrial policy and trade surplus. With business, I'm Greg Clugston.
With Esrit Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The Brooklyn Nets have advanced to the second round of the NBA playoffs by closing out Boston in 5 games, 123-109. The Nets' Kevin Durant with 24 points sums up their 5-game victory over the Celtics.
I think defensively, I mean, we forced a lot of forced Boston out a lot of their actions. We made them shoot tough shots over us, and we made them play one-on-one.
Brooklyn will host Milwaukee in game one of their second round series Saturday. Denver and Portland went to 2 overtimes before the Nuggets took a 3-2 lead with a 147-140 win over the Blazers. Game 6 in Portland Thursday. Phoenix crushed the LA Lakers 115-85 to take a 3-2 series lead. Game 6 Thursday in LA. Tonight it's Washington at Philadelphia, Atlanta at New York, and Memphis at Utah. The 76ers, Hawks, and Jazz with 3-1 series leads. Dallas plays at the LA Clippers with that series tied at 2 games apiece. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL playoffs, Tampa Bay edged Carolina 2-1 for a 2-0 series lead. Hurricane center Jordan Staal says they are allowing Lightning goaltender Andre Vasilevsky to get good looks at their shots.
As forwards, including myself, we got to get in front of this guy and get around the net and get more guys there when the puck's going there.
Toronto Blue Jays were winners in their return to Buffalo. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. belted his Major League leading 17th homer while going 4-for-4 with 3 RBIs. The Jays 5-1 win over the Marlins. Other interleague finals, Detroit 10-7 over Milwaukee, Kansas City 10, Pittsburgh 5, Colorado 3, Texas 2-11. The Angels over the Giants 8-1. In the American League, Cleveland topped the White Sox 6-5. It was Baltimore 7, Minnesota 4. The Yankees over the Rays 5-3-11. Houston beat Boston 5-1, while Oakland downed Seattle 12-6 in the National League. Philadelphia clobbered Cincinnati 17-3. It was the Cubs over the Padres 4-3. Washington 11, Atlanta 6, Arizona 6, New York 5, St. Louis 3-2 over the Dodgers. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or on the go at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: whatever you do, always give 100%. Unless you are donating blood, then by all means, please don't. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.